You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's 94.3 The Shark, online at 94.3theshark.com, and cruising the streets of Miami right now. It is Yngwie Malmsteen, and you're in one of your Ferraris, am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
You know, I heard an interview with you. I forgot who was doing the interview, but I found it funny when somebody asked, well, what's your favorite Ferrari? And you said the red one.
Yeah, that's all I can. It's true, you know.
Are you popular with the police department down there? Because you're A, driving a fast Ferrari, and B, red is usually the color that cops are flagged with.
Well, I don't know. I seem to get along with it. They all know me.
All right, so then that's good. Well, first off, before we go into the album Parabellum, which is going to be coming out on July 23rd, how has everything been for you, especially being down in Florida? How was it with the pandemic down there when things started? Because Florida seemed to be, some people like to call it, the Wild West. So what was the experience like for you living in Florida during this pandemic?
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, it was almost like nothing happened. The way I noticed it so much was the fact that I couldn't go out and tour, you know. Because I tour the world. I tour everywhere in the world all the time. So, in fact, in 2020, I had a world tour booked. And we started in Mexico. And then they said, oh, no, we have to push the rest of the stuff back. But, a couple of months or something, they said. Okay, whatever, you know. And we all know what happened with that.
Sure.
So, basically, that's what happened. What I did was I just thought, like, I went in the studio and... And it resulted in the record being, you know, a little more intense, I think. Just because I didn't have any distractions and nothing to dilute the input. You know what I mean? Not that I mind doing some touring and recording at the same time. That's fine, actually. But this wasn't, like we all know what happened there. So basically, I spent all that time, almost a year in the studio, so...
So the pandemic was creative for you because, you know, some people said they decided to take a break and relax more. And I know a lot of people did relaxing because a lot of people in the industry, you know, for the longest time, I'm sure the same for you, that was probably the longest time spent not out on the road and home. So were you losing your mind more or were you taking advantage of it?
Well, I mean, it's a mix, really. It's a mix because I enjoy playing out. You know, I really enjoy it. I never really got tired of it, ever. And what happened was that instead of, you know, mixing and matching, which I would do when I make a record, I wasn't actually meaning to start a record yet, really.
Yeah.
I felt this was a really good opportunity to really immerse myself into it, you know. And I started to realize that this is going to go much longer than it was supposed to. And, It was a bad thing, but it was not all bad, I don't think. I think because I could utilize the time to be very detailed with the arrangements and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thought it was only going to originally last, you know, 2-3 months, even here at the radio station.
Because that's what they told us.
Yeah. They told us a lot of things, didn't they?
They said, hey, we got locked down for 2 weeks, you know, flatten the curve. Yeah, well, flatten this.
Now you sound like a real New Yorker, except you have to go. You have to do a little bit more like, hey, flatten this, all right?
Speak up, Charlie.
So, Yngwie Malmsteen doing his best New York impression for us. Huh? Yngwie Malmsteen playing freaking guitar over here. I mean, this guy puts out a record, funny. And he's got to do everything except for play the drums, huh? So
that's exactly right.
That's exactly right. So Parabellum is coming out on July 23rd. And like I said, you did everything except for playing the drums. And you say that you feel Parabellum is a throwback to the time when albums were to be treasured, when albums meant something. And most bands these days, they try to, I guess, be singles oriented because of this attention span. But I have a theory, and maybe you'll agree. I think that because of the pandemic, I think that maybe music lovers of a certain type of music or any type of music that follow album related rock will fall back in love with listening to an album in its entirety again, because during the pandemic, I mean, that's all they had was time. And some people still have a lot of time.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And besides, I'm releasing this on vinyl, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a double LP, and it's going to be red vinyl. And when you open up the gatefold, it has all these pictures and stuff. It's exactly the way I loved it when I was a kid, you know?
Sure.
You buy the album, you open up the wrapper, and you put that record on, and you look at the pictures. And man, it was a cool thing. I mean, that's a long gone thing now, I know, but, you know.
Well, albums are making a comeback, so I think, you know.
Oh, they are, for sure.
I think that you'll have some good luck.
Well, almost like an event, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
the lyrics and, you know,
you're a music guy and you're in the studio all the time. So, I mean, do you like the fact that everything sounds so compressed on digital, or do you prefer that analog sound when you're releasing something? If you could.
Well, the way I record is both. I have like an analog path. I mean, I play my Marshalls on like stadium volume. It's extremely loud, and it's being mic'd up, and then it goes into a 1176 and a Neve. And these are real things, like hardware stuff.
Mm.
And that goes into the Pro Tools Universal Audio.
Sure.
And I think that the Pro Tools, to me, is very, very good as an arranger and a producer. You know, I can change. Wow. You know, for instance, the ballad, right? People haven't heard yet. But anyways, it was supposed to start with like the acoustic guitar. But then I did the vocals. I did like all these like really big backing vocals and stuff there. I just soloed out. I go, wow, I wonder what this would sound like if this was in the beginning. It was soloed out like a cappella in the beginning. So I just threw it in the front and said, yeah, that's it, you know. And that, to me, is the beauty of Pro Tools. You know, I don't use it in any other way. I use it like a tape machine, basically. I have a big console. You know, a studio looks like a spaceship, you know what I mean? So it's I don't have the, I'm not like, doing an album with a mouse and a computer. No, I don't do that.
Well, I mean, I use Pro Tools here at the station. It's the standard. I love it, you know.
Of course.
You know, leaps and bounds from when, you know, you were cutting, you know, tape on a machine.
Yeah, but the problem was, I'm sure you know this, when you recorded real albums back in those days, you didn't use one 24-track, you used two.
Yeah.
In order for them to sync up, you had to use Simplicode. So, you lost four tracks. You lost two tracks on each machine. So it was a 48 tracks because he couldn't record next to the synth. And if you cut the tape, just cut the synth code. You can lock up. So rearranging songs in the process of writing and recording, you couldn't do. You could do like maybe after it was mixed, but it would never sound right, you know.
No.
So yeah.
I mean, it's pluses and minuses for everything, you know, from analog and for digital. And, you know, Parabellum sounds, you know, like, you know, it's a great sounding record, by the way. I listened to the first two tracks, Wolves at the Door, and also I believe it was, what else did they say? Relentless Fury. That's what they sent me.
Well, yeah, those are the singles, yeah.
Yeah, those are the two singles. And, of course, you know, they sound great. And, you know, do you like singing? Because, I mean, you work with a slew of singers in your career. Do you prefer singing, or would you rather just... Like, when you go out on the road, are you going to be bringing a singer with you, or is it just going to be
No,
you?
No singer.
Just you.
Let me make it really easy for everybody to understand. If I do something, it's because I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do something, it's because I don't want to do it. I don't have anybody to tell me what to do. So, that's my song, Relentless, no, Eternal Bliss is about, like, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I feel like I'm so blessed. I can't imagine being. I'm so grateful for everything that's happened to me. You know,
yeah.
And the fact mostly because I have creative freedom. You know, I don't do what people. There's no one telling me.
Well, that's important. A lot of people don't have that still. A lot of bands don't have that in today.
Exactly.
That have been around.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so grateful, you know. So the reason I'm doing what I'm doing now is because that's what I want to do. It's not because I have to do it or because, you know, maybe I should do this. No, I'm very specific, and I know exactly what I want. I have a very clear vision, crystal clear, about everything I do. The songs are ready in my head before I record them.
Mm.
You know, I know what I'm doing. Exactly. I don't need a producer. I don't need a co-writer. I don't need any of that stuff. And it's just for me. I'm not saying it's bad for other people. Other people, it's good for them, you know. God bless them, you know what I mean? That's great. Whatever's good for you, go ahead with it. But you got to understand, it's a very individual thing, you know. I consider myself more of a, like, let's say a painter or something. Mm. A painter. He paints the front, he paints the background, he paints the sides. He doesn't paint. Hey, can you come and paint out half of my painting? I can't work like that. I'm sorry.
No, and you know what? You should really, and gratitude, that's the perfect word that you said.
I'm so filled with gratitude, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, you can drive around in your Ferrari down in Miami.
I attempt that, you know?
Drive around in your Ferrari down in Miami. That's filled with gratitude, and let the hair blow and all that stuff.
Yes.
So do you think you're going to be going out soon? Have you discussed tour plans yet? Do you know what's
happening? Yeah, no, we already have quite a lot of stuff booked. I'm going to Serbia in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm doing headlining a festival down in Serbia. And then I have Florida and Texas in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do clinics somewhere around Boston area. And then we have in November, December, a huge tour coming up with some other bands on there, too. We're finalizing that.
Oh, wow. So will there be any dates around here? Because I know here in New York, I know a lot of stuff is really going to be starting to take place end of July, beginning of August.
No, we have all of New York area for sure, 100%.
Oh, good. So we'll be seeing you sometime
this fall. Yeah, that's going to be a big thing. And of course, I'm doing some other interesting things. I'm doing NFTs that goes along with the album. NFTs that are really special because no one's done it before. I'm doing it with Walt Grace Digg, still here in Miami.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be interesting. I'm doing some of the artwork for the album. I'm going to give that to charity. A lot of things going on.
Yeah, the artwork was done by a friend of your wife's. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, we didn't know him before, but he's a very, very well-regarded painter, David Banega. And it was my wife's idea. But,
okay.
You know, it's really, really good. I like it.
Yeah, and that's going to be the cover, of course, to Parabellum, which is going to be out on July 23rd. You know, I'm glad that everything is going well for you. I'm glad that things are starting to open up all over the world. What was it, 2009? I think Time named you as one of the top 11 guitarists in the world that are alive. So what does it mean to you, or does it, I guess, how would it mean to you when somebody still comes up to you after all this time and says, you know, I picked up a guitar because of you. Is it still like a factor to you? Does it still give you some kind of chill, or is it kind of just like, thanks?
Well, obviously, it's very nice to very flattering to hear good things, you know, but also hear bad things. So I take everything with grain of salt, but also I'm extremely self-critical about what I do. So unless I find my own performance or writing or whatever, If I don't find it satisfying, then it really doesn't matter what the people say, whether they say bad or good things. So I'm very, very aware of what my capability is, but I make sure that, you know, making an album is going to be like my best work ever, you know. And I'm very, 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 you know, I'm I don't know which word to use really. I'm extremely
grateful.
I'm grateful. But I'm also very, very critical of what I do. So I don't let it just slide. You know, I'm very specific.
Well,
so when other people say good things about it, it makes me feel good, of course. But if I wasn't totally happy with what I was doing, if people said good things, it wouldn't mean anything. And another way around, too, if people say bad things, and I know that it's the greatest thing I could have done, then they don't mean anything either, you know. So you have to have an understanding within yourself what you do, what your value of your stuff is. And then the outside comments could be, you know, they're just kind of like window dressing, really.
Well, Yngwie's new album, Parabellum, is going to be coming out July 23rd. And there'll be a single, there'll be a CD single, there'll be a double album. Of course, you can get it digitally. However you get it, though, purchase it and listen to it from front to back. That's the way this album was meant to be recorded. And I thank you for your time today, Yngwie.
Hey, thank you. My pleasure.
And stay safe down there, okay? And we look forward to seeing you up here sometime, I guess, in the fall.
You got it.
All right, buddy.